From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We've heard a lot of numbers this week about troops in Iraq and a lot of claims about how the war is or isn't succeeding. And politicians on both sides, including President Bush in his speech last night, have been picking and choosing from among them. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman listened to the president's speech last night with a close ear and has this report.
This is why the president said American troops have to stay in Iraq.
We must help Iraq defeat those who threaten its future and also threaten ours.
The problem is those doing the threatening are not one and the same for the Iraqis and the U.S. Iraq's government faces sectarian challenges, including Sunni and Shiite death squads, as well as attacks from the terrorist group Al-Qaeda in Iraq. America is threatened by Al-Qaeda, which carried out the September 11th attacks. There is no threat to the United States' future from such Shiite militia groups as the Mehdi Army and the Badr Corps, or the Sunni militia group, the 1920 Brigades. The president also outlined troop reductions, spelled out by his Iraq commander, General David Petraeus.
By July, we will be able to reduce our troop levels in Iraq from 20 combat brigades to 15.
That may sound greater than it really is. The so-called surge included 30,000 extra troops, including 9,000 support troops like military police. Even with the cut in five brigades, Petraeus says he's uncertain how many of those support troops will be reduced. The bottom line? By next summer, America will still have at least 130,000 troops in Iraq, roughly the same number that rolled into Iraq in March 2003. And the president said that eventually American troops could pull back from the front lines and assume a supervisory role.
Over time, our troops will shift from leading operations to partnering with Iraqi forces and eventually to overwatching those forces.
That's what the administration has been saying for years. The question is when. Some military officers say it could be years before American troops reach that so-called overwatch position. Finally, President Bush used a key word in his speech, a word that perhaps overshadows all others.
Now, because of the measure of success we're seeing in Iraq, we can begin seeing troops come home.
But everyone from the president on down says that success can only come from political reconciliation, not through the barrel of a gun. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.